You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. You're listening to Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson. We are filling in for Damon Bruce today, and we'll be doing so all week. We're here at Oracle Arena, where the Warriors are getting ready to tip off against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tip off coming at 7:30. Coming up in an hour, we've got Warriors Live, the pregame show with Tim Roy at 7. 6:20 tonight. At 6:20 tonight.
Wow.
We are going to possibly give away $1,400 in our Warriors Trivia Takedown. A lucky caller will have an opportunity to answer three Warriors Trivia questions. If you get all three correct, you will win $1,400.
This is the talk of the town, Steiny, this $1,400.
I haven't been out and about today.
Yeah, I've been out and about. It's the talk of the town.
Really?
People are fascinated that nobody's got it.
Are they talking about this at the
barbershop?
They're
talking about it at the barbershop. And I'm going to leave during the segment, and then I'm going to just call it. I'll probably get them wrong anyway.
Let me tell you what I've heard. There are a lot of people out there very disappointed in some of the lucky callers. Let's just put it that way. We've had a couple lately where the first question has been missed. We thought that was the easy one.
Right.
And they didn't get the first one right.
I think they're too nervous.
I don't think
somebody needs to call from a bar set. You know, happy hour, relax.
Well, then people could shout the answer.
Right, I guess that too.
And we have a 5-second shot clock on.
Yeah, so no too, Google. So
yeah, absolutely not. But What was the one last?
1,400, man.
What was the last one? Oh, the two coaches who coached both the Milwaukee Bucks. There are two coaches who coached the Bucks and the Warriors. Name one of them.
Oh, not both.
No,
one.
Just one. And I forget. Yeah. It was a woman. It wasn't Nikki, was it?
Yeah.
I forget. Yeah. We've got
we're still waiting on Nikki to come.
We got a slew of regulars who call in, and she didn't get that one right. Anyways, either Don Nelson or George Karl or both. How about Steph Curry wins the Player of the Week?
Like, are you shocked?
Yes, I
did. He not earn it?
Not really.
Whoa!
I mean,
you missed a game in Milwaukee.
The point is, it's like, no, I'm not saying he didn't earn it. I'm saying for Warrior fans, it was a good week for him. I mean, he played against the Pistons.
His efficiency.
He was pretty – well, he was lousy in the first half.
Okay, well, that was the first time.
It's six turnovers.
Well, what about the 6-10 from deep?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Last game
against the Bucks. Didn't play well.
I thought he was good.
Yeah, not good enough to be player of the week. I mean, I get it. He had 42 in that one game, but
– I wonder if he's at the stadium already.
No.
He's driving, and here's you, his guy. You interviewed. You had the one-on-one with him.
Oh, actually, you know what? He might be on his way to the game.
You got to fix that.
Fix what?
53.
Oh, come on.
God, player of the week.
Steph knows. All he's right, played
Steph
a lot.
Steph is our guy.
He's played a lot better than he has in the last week.
It's fun to watch him, Steiny. I really mean
no
it.
No doubt.
Man.
It is pretty fun to watch him, and obviously I'm kidding. He was the player of the week. Player of the week.
Who's responsible?
If I ask Steph Curry right now, hey, how many player of the weeks have you won in your career? You think he's got that number? No chance.
Wow.
No chance. He probably has, I think they give you a plaque or something.
No, I didn't even know that.
He probably has, or a certificate, I don't know. You know the NBA, they'll give away something for
I'm the type of guy, Steiny, I'd remember.
I got to believe Steph Curry's got 25 Player of the Week plaques.
That's amazing.
In some closet that he hasn't gone into in, well, he just went into it today.
I think Mama Curry has them all. You know, you can't sleep on that.
Where do you think Curry's got all his hardware?
Probably back at the house.
I know, but which one?
At his parents' house. All of it.
In Charlotte?
Yeah. He's probably got like a monument, just like a whole.
You don't think he's got anything in Jorinda or Walnut Creek or the city or where's he living now? San Ramon?
We were out at the shindig we were throwing a couple years ago for the station. Make-A-Wish with St. Jean Foundation. And they were saying Steph lived right where we were on the golf course.
Where was that? I can't even remember.
I want to say Jorinda.
By the way, I'm looking at this. Where's the player of the week? Because sometimes they say how many times he's won it. He's won 14.
Later, 14.
14 player of the weeks for Steph Curry.
And I got to make
I got to see if you get a plaque for that, because.
And the committee doesn't say, you know what, he's won it 14, 13 times.
So he's
we'll give it to somebody
else. He's won Player of the Week 14, so that means he's won Player of the Month probably 5 or 6. I think you may even get a trophy for that.
That's just phenomenal.
So, yeah, so Curry is Player of the Week for last week, and the Warriors, they've won 3 straight now, take on the
Real
Timberwolves
quick, Donnie,
tonight.
Yeah. You know I'm special. Was his last child a son?
Hold on a second.
I'm random. That's all. You know, scatterbrained.
But that's different.
Scatterbrained.
Okay. Don't say I'm special.
I don't like scatterbrained. I don't like special. In a bad way.
You mean like?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You got to deal with a lot when you work with
him.
Did he have a son? His last child was a son?
Yes, I believe so.
Watch out!
I don't know if he's got 2 daughters and a son.
There's 2 daughters and 1 son. The last one was the son. Watch out.
Okay, so he's got 3.
Wow.
He's
got
3
one coming. There's one coming.
There's another one coming?
No, if he takes him to the park, the young one, and shoots with his dad.
Oh, I thought you meant there's another one coming from Aisha. Yeah, I don't know what the status
watch out.
Is there.
There's another Curry out there like Superman, son of Jarrell.
First of all, why would you just dismiss Riley? She may end up being the best Curry. She may be better. What's the kid's name? Steph, the boy?
Yeah.
Steph Jr.?
Cannon.
Hey, you got
Cannon?
Cannon? Cannon W. Jack Curry.
Cannon
Steph's
W.
Son.
And why did they name it Cannon?
Well,
I know why.
You're
going to have a shot,
name.
Gianna.
Not to be confused with Canyon Barry.
Oh,
Rick Barry's
son. Nice.
So it's
nice
Cannon.
There.
Well, Cannon also has a religious thing to it.
Okay, but Cannon is, they shoot. So that's. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, hey, don't.
Wow.
Don't sleep on the girl players.
You're right.
I mean, who's to say they couldn't be
gotcha.
The. What do you make of the latest rumor, Kevin Durant to the Clippers?
I think it's real. And if I were to ask you on Warriors Radio how Jerry West, the great Jerry West, left this organization, was it on good terms or?
No.
And
it wasn't.
That's what scares me. This guy can, I mean, when he asked for a meeting, you know, people show up, Steiny. And the scary part about the Clippers is they're improving already. It's organic, and they have enough room to add 2 stars. I need a V8.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I don't know if it was, a huge, acrimonious parting, but I do think it came down to money, and Jerry West thought he probably deserved a little more respect, and Jerry West doesn't have to stick around anywhere. And in fairness, the Warriors probably looked at Jerry West and said, you know, we hired him, you know, 6-8 years ago, and he's helped us come this far, and he got us here, and now we can move on without him.
There was a game the other night, the Clippers, I believe they were playing the Hawks, and it was Ballmer and West. And West was what the camera went to him, Steiny, and he was watching the game against the Hawks in L.A. as if it was game 7 of the finals. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself as I'm eating my dinner, like, what's he looking at? What's he thinking? And what's his player plays? Because they're in play to land one of these big free agents.
Was he sitting?
Yeah, with Ballmer right next to him.
See, that's unusual in and of itself, because Jerry West was –
oh, he was in the crowd, yeah.
He was known to stand and watch games in the tunnel. I know him?
Yeah. Like, you saw him in the grocery store. Hey, Jerry, what's up, Matt?
Yeah, he'd say, hey, what's up? I don't know if he'd say Matt.
Okay.
But he'd say, hey, what's up? Because he'd say that to anybody. because anybody goes, everybody knows who Jerry West is. And then you say hello to Jerry West, and he might end up talking to you for 5 or 10 minutes. You never know. But no, I mean, every time you think kind of the Durant thing goes away, then you hear a new rumor, you hear a new report.
It's exciting, though, Steiny.
It's got to be old, though. This and
Warrior fans hate it.
Well, of course they do, and apparently Draymond Green hates it too. I mean, I just think that's what's at the root of it. Now, when Stephen A. Smith says that he's hearing Kevin Durant may go to the Clippers, it's not like Kevin Durant's quoted as saying, yeah, no, I'm going to weigh my options and I'll give the Warriors a first choice, but I'm going to look around. I mean, this has nothing to do with Durant. This isn't I don't think this is his fault that this report came out.
Not
but
at all.
Nevertheless, here we are in December, mid-December, 2-3 weeks after Draymond Green apparently told Kevin Durant to leave, go ahead and leave. And now we hear a report linking Kevin Durant to the L.A. Clippers.
Yeah, and it's a page out of Little Richard's book. Little Richard's book, All Publicity is Good Publicity, and the league has never been healthier, Steiny. We're not even talking about who's winning the chip. We're talking about where guys, after the chip is over, are going to go. The NBA is hot right now.
No doubt about it. By the way, your boy got signed. Did you see that?
I saw that. Good things happen to good people, to a good team. I can't believe I didn't text you. I forgot. The Nuggets.
Yeah, Nick Young.
Yeah.
You might want to say the name. Nick Young's going to the Nuggets. How desperate are they?
I mean, now, why not, would you? Where are they at in the standings?
They got Nick Young and Isaiah Thomas now. Imagine if those two guys ever played in the same game.
Isaiah Thomas almost won the MVP.
Yeah, that was in another life.
Who's the coach for the Celtics?
Brad Stevens.
That was his best coaching thing. I mean, good Lord.
And Lakers apparently trying to get Trevor Ariza.
Now, why wouldn't the Rockets be trying to get Trevor?
Maybe, well.
What's Daryl Morey doing? What is he? What didn't he? What happened this offseason, Steiny? You gave Chris Paul, whose hammy blew out, the tranny went out in the playoffs, and you go throw money at him? You let Ariza and Mabute walk?
What would you have done with Chris Paul?
I would have said, hey, Chris, we need to talk to you. Let's
okay.
go get a salad.
Okay.
We what, saw
you want to be Daryl Morey and I'll be Chris Paul?
Hey, Chris.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
How are you feeling? How's the body?
I'm feeling great.
Okay,
man.
Well, you know we didn't take down the Warriors because you got hurt.
Right.
So we need to be smart with it. We like you. Houston
okay.
loves you.
Right.
We need to meet halfway here.
What does that mean?
This is what I'm offering.
What?
We need to
what
go
are you
get
offering?
Some other insurance.
What are you offering?
I'm going to give you 2 years.
Yeah, I'm out.
Hey, bye.
I'm out.
See, that's what I'm.
I'm out. Good luck winning it.
So you think Chris Paul is that important to what Houston's doing?
Well,
or do you
lose-
think he's lollygagging now? I've heard whispers that Chris got his money and...
From who?
Just my sector.
Your sector?
Yeah.
Where?
My, just my
sector.
People.
How many...
They say Chris is...
How many people in your sector?
It can be... It changes. But in this instance, 10 to 20 that talk about Chris Paul and that fire's not there. And that's
okay.
why
Houston's... What, okay,
going,
what,
I don't buy that.
But
I'm,
what do you go? Okay, so...
Could they be Houston without Chris Paul is what I'm asking you.
No,
they
of course not.
Had they kept Ariza and Mabute and Chris Paul was out. They almost
they
beat the Warriors
no, they
in
didn't.
Game. They were up 15.
Please.
I'm just
they
think
lost.
About it. They were up 15
so
without
Chris
Paul.
So the Rockets would be better without Chris
no,
Paul.
No, I'm asking you, is that as far-fetched as some would lead you to believe?
There was nothing else they could do. I mean, if they let Chris Paul walk, they're not the Rockets
wow.
anymore.
All right, that's what I was asking you.
I mean, Ariza's turned out to, you know, they obviously
miss him,
but they went to get Jimmy Butler. They couldn't get Jimmy Butler. I wouldn't be surprised if they'll make a move. I mean, he's not going to – there's no way that they're going to be a 500 team at the break, all-star break or let's
but
say –
But this is disappointing, though, their start.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're the second or third, they're the second worst team in the league right now.
Let Utah spank them on TNT the other night.
I mean, you asked the question, who's the Warriors' number one threat? I still think that the Celtics
I'm with you. Larry said it.
Are going to be the Warriors.
Come April.
Yeah.
All right.
Come June, more like it, if they end up getting to the finals. But I think the Celtics still have the best chance. I think they got the best talent. I think they got the biggest upside of any of the teams in the East, even Toronto. But Toronto's
it's funny, Larry
well.
Said Philly to him is taking a step back. I'm watching him with Jimmy Butler. I feel like he gives him a identity, a closer. Their records, it's improved.
No, I mean, I think there's four teams in the East that could eventually
Toronto,
get there.
Give them to me. Toronto, Philly, Boston.
Yeah. And Milwaukee. Mm. And Milwaukee. I think each of those four could theoretically make it, depending on how healthy or not that they are come the playoffs. Because I think this year the East is going to be fun to watch the playoffs. I think the East playoffs are probably going to be more fun than the West this year. And when's the last time that's happened?
It's been a while.
I mean, the Warriors, trying to think, they played last year. Who'd they open up with? Was it not the Pelicans?
Last year we were here to see.
Portland? Was it Portland? Man, I can't. I'm getting the years all mixed up.
But I'm supposed to be your co-pilot.
Yeah, I don't.
JD would have knew it.
Well, I could just say JD.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right there. But. Hey, JD.
Who did they open
the Warriors beat in the first round last year? San Antonio. There it is, San Antonio.
That's it.
I mean,
JD, boy.
I mean, if you think about during the run, so the Warriors have had, they definitely have played the Pelicans in the first round. They played the Suns and Spurs in the first round. They played the Clippers in the first round. That was the last year under Mark Jackson. They played Portland, I think, in a first round, didn't they?
That wasn't Portland? The game. Was that the I'm back?
Well, that was.
Was that the Steph I'm back?
Was that the first game?
First round. I can't remember.
Let me look at the I can't remember if it was Portland. Let me see what else. They ever play Oklahoma City in the first round? No. Clippers. Did they play Memphis in the first round? Maybe Memphis was one
that
of those
That was a while back. They were down.
Minnesota,
Memphis had them 2-1.
New Orleans, Utah, Houston. Oh, they played Houston in the first round that one year after, was it 2-3 years ago? Anyway, we're just.
Yeah. Well, Dwight Howard when they had Superman.
Yeah, we're just babbling right now. I'm sure there's people in their car saying, these guys, it was this team in 2016, this team in 17.
We're getting them ready for the 1,400.
Here you go. Mark Stein's reporting the Rockets have expressed interest in J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith, maybe, to
that
the Rockets.
So,
how you feeling about that?
You know what? He could help them. J.R. If JR is flying the plane, you're going to crash. But if he can, if he's got a good pilot, I mean, man, LeBron took him to the finals.
I don't think he can help anymore.
I still can't get over what he did in this building's down in game one. JR Smith.
Well, he just lost time and situation.
He could have put it right back up.
He might have gotten that block, though.
Would have been better than what happened.
Right. I mean, he did pick the absolute worst thing to do. Blake. Blake is in Belmont. What's going on, Blake? How you doing, man?
Hey, doing good, guys. Doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I happen to agree the four teams out of the East, as long as they all stay healthy, none of them really need to make any big moves by the trade deadline. Those are going to be the four best teams coming out of the East. Boston definitely will be number one because they will figure it out at some point between now and the playoffs.
I think so, too. We're losing Blake. We're losing you, Blake. Sorry about that.
And we didn't throw Detroit as that fifth sleeper team in the East.
I purposely didn't put them there.
Blake and Drummond.
That's not going to get. That's not good enough.
Reggie Jackson.
It's not good enough. not in the East anymore.
Yeah,
I mean,
know. I got you. I'm just curious.
Gosh, what was the? I was looking at the number two. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. So I had a buddy who texted me, and he's got a wife and two kids, and they've never been to a pro game. Well, my buddy has the dad.
Okay.
He doesn't like crowds. He doesn't like
Action.
Profanity and drunks.
I feel like I know him.
So anyway, he texted me. He's like, I just don't like that kind of atmosphere. But the Warriors are pretty special. I'm thinking. He goes, what do you think? I'm thinking of taking my family to a Warrior game. What do you think about knowing that I don't like some certain stuff? Should I get tickets to the Christmas Day game against the Lakers?
That'll be the one.
Said, yeah.
Tonight might be the one. But
I said, you should.
All that Laker hate and venom that's going to be in this building, plus LeBron.
Well, see, no, I said that would be a great one to come to.
Well, he's going to hear pro.
You think?
Dude,
it's Christmas night.
It's the Lakers and LeBron. That's going to be like.
Yeah, but it'll be electric. It'll be electric.
Yeah, okay. Hey,
you know what?
I want them. Come out. Get the tickets.
Cheat
the family, boy.
Who's getting drunk on Christmas night?
Oh, dude.
Come on. You can't do that.
Well, back in the day, you'd say, who's playing on Christmas night? Now, Steiny.
So
you'll tell them.
How am I going to tell them? Don't get tickets to a Lakers
not saying
Warriors
that,
game on Christmas.
Yeah, get all the tickets. But,
Let's watch the Profanity Warrior fans on Christmas night. No need to do that. LeBron's going to – they might be the number two seed in the West.
He might have a new teammate by the time that game is played. There's rumors that Trevor Ariza is going to L.A. Oh. And if he tells somebody to do it, they're going to do it.
Well, he's – no, that's not true because he wants Carmelo Anthony.
Well, you know, he really doesn't want Carmelo. So
what do you mean?
You know how it
– what?
You know what I mean. When you say you can do something but you really don't do it, he don't want Carmelo on the team. So he's saying he's telling the
reporter. It's like a reverse double time?
Yeah, there you go. Look at you, Steiny. Exactly. Well, he doesn't want Carmelo.
All right, so when they said Steinmetz, who do you want as a partner? And I said, let's get Guru in here.
Well, that would
Why
be
didn't
different.
They go in a different direction then? So they listened to me?
No, because I hadn't failed
Are
at
you
radio
Carmelo
before.
Anthony?
You know, I hadn't failed at radio. Carmelo's he's an old Cadillac with 200,000 miles on the speedometer.
Odometer.
That helped me out. I was ready to argue.
Yeah, odometer. How much, by the way, how many miles your Cadillac have?
92. I'm very proud of it.
I got to trade that one in soon.
After the last one, the 92. It had 251. And it's still
now,
riding.
Did it have two, or was it?
251.
So that last number, the sixth number, did kick over into two?
Yes, sir.
Did you? Was it all yours?
So this one is like a new limo.
Or did you get it with like a thousand?
Oh, I got it without. Yeah, come
on. How much?
Yeah. Got it with about $130.
So you put 100,000 miles on it, about. And you drive a lot,
100.
Don't
yeah,
you?
I'm under 100. It feels like a brand new car. See, there's different math for me. Yeah, heater work, defrost, seats get hot. Let's ride.
Which, is this your original one or this one?
Just the new one. The original one didn't have those amenities. Nothing worked.
And do you have does it have a cassette player or an 8-track?
CD. Steiny, it's a caddy, CD. Yeah, CD.
So you still have the discs?
Yeah. No disc. I'm use my phone. That's my. I hook
right.
it up.
Oh, but it's still.
With Wi-Fi. I hook it up. Bluetooth.
Okay. So you use Bluetooth, yeah. But if you had a CD, you could put it in there.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Little Smokey Robinson. Cruising, Steiny. We like to cruise.
All right. I mean,
I try to get you in the caddy.
I've never been
in the Saturday. And then it looked like you said, "Oh, you got the old caddy. I'll take."
No,
part.
It wasn't Saturday.
But that's what I saw.
It was playing. Friday.
I wanted you to say yes. I'm trying. Well, I'm gonna get you in there. Got to watch.
You're not gonna get me in there at 11:30 on a Friday night when I got to work at 8 the next morning, and I know you're not headed straight to bed check.
They stopped at halftime.
Let me tell you something. You know, if I know where you aren't at 11:30 on a Friday. Let's just put it that way. You ain't at home. All right, Steinmetz and Guru are with you. We're getting you ready for the Golden State Warriors against the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. The Warriors on a 3-game winning streak. They get Draymond Green back tonight. I got to believe he's going to be put right into the starting lineup. The question is, do you keep Iguodala in there, or maybe do you bring Looney back into the starting lineup? The one thing we didn't do, Guru, and we probably should touch on this a little more, is talk about Friday's game over the Bucks. I mean, you could make a case that was
disappointed.
One of the best efforts of the year for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Why were you disappointed?
Because people are trying to sell me on Milwaukee, and Giannis is phenomenal. He is. But he's got to take a lot more steps for them to be a threat to this Warrior empire. And the Warriors went out there and played team ball without Draymond, without Boogie. That's why I'm just telling you the narrative. It's not fair when this team is running with everybody, and that's coming soon.
Bucks came in here and beat the Warriors by 20, 25.
Yeah, that was after – that was before the – or was that after Draymond?
I don't know if he played that game or not. But Curry started that game.
I like that, Wes.
And they got – where's that from?
Friday.
No, Day Day.
Yeah, Friday. Next Friday, Mike Epps' character.
Oh, that – yeah, that was his mom, I thought.
In the movie Friday.
His mom's not in the movie Friday, is she?
That's not his real mom.
I think it
is. Day Day from Next Friday. Mike Epps.
I thought it was actually Draymond's mom.
Oh, we got to go to the
okay,
table. We
got a sound. Hi, it's Elena. It. I got to tell you what's going on
what's
here.
Up, Elena?
Help us out, Elena.
That is Draymond's real mom when they had him on NBC Bay Area when they were telling him he was going to be an all-star for the first time, and they had Draymond's mom break the news to him. And he said, "What's that, you, Maj?" Then Day Day. And that's when we found out.
So Elena helped me tell Steiny in next Friday.
Yes.
Mike Epps' character is Day-Day. So I thought that was a clip that they were playing for the movie next Friday.
Yeah.
There was a Day-Day in next Friday?
Yes. Yes, okay. Definitely. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Elena.
Oh, you're welcome.
I really appreciate that.
Thought I could clear that up.
All right. That's Elena.
That's the real Miss Green. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so.
Well, sorry. But now you know Mike Epps' character in next Friday.
I do.
Data.
All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from Boogie Cousins. Boogie Cousins talked to the media down in Santa Cruz either this morning or last night. We're going to play that for you. You're listening to Steinmetz and Guru. We're filling in for Damon Bruce on 95.7 The Game.
Day-Day!
Woo! Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Al the Guru Johnson in for Damon Bruce. Hope Damon's going to have a great week. Did you say you saw him? Has he taken a trip somewhere? I haven't seen.
Well, follow him on Facebook.
He's in New York.
He's in New York.
You know, Gianna, I'm excited to get back. I'm excited to get into the studio tomorrow because I don't know when you're there and when you're not and when we can.
I'm always here. Are you here? Yes, of course.
Okay.
We're gas bags, Gianna.
Oh, you guys crack me up. I literally laugh out loud. No joke.
So he's in the Big Apple.
Yeah, he's in the Big Apple for four days. I think he's taking in a St. John's game tonight at Madison Square Garden. So he's having a good old time while we're working.
I know. I'm trying to think whether New York City would eat up Guru or Damon. Which one more?
Definitely Guru.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, thanks, G. I thought you were my girl.
I mean it. I say that with love.
Okay. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, although you know what? Let's wait to see if Damon comes back. He may have a
What does eat up necessarily eye. Mean? Like I'll get lost? People will pick on me?
Yeah,
where are you guys
both
going?
Those things. And you'll come back without any money.
Oh, well, that's
disheveled. You'll be missing a sock.
No benders, though, that we talked about last week, right?
Well,
yeah, no, those aren't good.
You know, New York. I admit, New York's too big a city for me. I can't. That's just too much. I get swallowed up. See, does that make you feel any better?
A room before?
Not New York. I can't work a room in New York.
It's its own beast. New York is its own thing, Guru. Yeah,
I'm taking notes, G.
I love it, though. I love New York.
Yeah. I could work a room in maybe Lafayette or Pleasant Hill, but I don't know about New York. So, anyway. Hey, we didn't talk about Iguodala last week, Guru.
He was, did he go to Germany?
I don't know.
I like aggressive Iggy.
He was he had 15 points, but defensively he was terrific. The Warriors, when he plays well, they can reach a level that they can't reach if he doesn't play well. And I almost feel like if Iguodala is playing well and the Warriors are focused, then I don't think they can be beaten. But it's a question of can he play at that level. And how frequently.
And he's playing the minutes. It's just the volume of shots that I sit back like, Trey, how could you play 24 minutes and take two shots? And one of his best abilities is to look at the game and know when he's needed, you know, Steiny? But he's been out there. But what he did in Milwaukee and dunking and jumping out the gym, that was all Philadelphia 76er Andre.
Hey, you think the 49ers should – make a run at Reggie McKenzie?
I'm going to say no.
Why not?
Why would you want
get another
your
voice
rivals?
The room? They're no rivals. They're no
what do
rivals.
They call that when you break up
they're
with
no
somebody
rivals.
And then you go with the, you know,
they're
what
no
do they call
rivals.
That? Your seconds? Is that what it is, Gianna? What do they call it?
Sloppy seconds.
Yeah, sloppy seconds.
Yeah, that can be for a boyfriend or a girl.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So why would you want to do that when you're building something new? Why would York want that? What, that would taint how they got back to prominence.
Oh, we went and got Reggie from Oakland.
He's just another voice. He's not going to be the GM.
But he was a Raider.
Assistant person.
He was a Raider, your rival.
That's not your rival.
To
me, 49ers don't have a – the Raiders aren't the 49ers.
The Battle of the Bay?
Nobody cares.
You don't remember those T-shirts. See, that's what it is. Yeah.
Well, that's about 15 years ago. Exactly. That's what I'm
just
saying.
We just had one this year. Come on, Steiny.
Yeah, it was a war, right? That was a big one. All right. DeMarcus Cousins is getting closer and closer to returning. He has been sent to Santa Cruz of the G League to get some workouts in. And he talked to the media, I believe, was this yesterday or today? today. Okay, so this was today. Let's take a listen to DeMarcus Cousins today in Santa Cruz.
What were you able to do today, DeMarcus, and how did you feel?
What was I able to do today? We got three quarters in of basketball, three, like, 6-7 minute quarters. Played all three full minutes, and, you know, felt good. My body felt good. Rhythm wasn't quite there where I wanted it to be. But as far as my body and, you know, just getting up and down and, you know, pushing the limit, it felt great. Win wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Still not where I want to be with that as well, but, you know, overall, I feel good.
Yeah, would you like full, you're clear for everything, right? Full contact, 5-on-5?
Yeah, it was full contact, 5-on-5. You know, yeah, clear.
How far away do you think you are from getting back?
I don't know. I mean, if it was, I feel like if my life depended on it at the moment, yeah, I could go out and play a game, but, you know, I want to be 100% or as close as 100% I can be when I do return. And, you know, I want my body in tip-top shape. It's not even about, you know what I'm saying, Achilles. It's just about, you know, my other body parts and just making sure everything's fine-tuned and, you know, in the best shape possible to go out there and play a full game.
What do you think is the biggest obstacle just to get back? Is it wind or is it something?
As of right now, conditioning. Conditioning, rhythm, It's almost been a year since I played, you know, an organized game of basketball. So it's a lot of time off. So, you know, just getting back in the rhythm of things, the flow of a basketball game, you know, building chemistry with the guys on the floor. It's a lot different than, you know, going out there playing one-on-one basketball or two-on-two or whatever the case may be. So, you know, just finding that whole flow of the game.
DeMarcus, coming back from an injury like yours is one of the most difficult pro athletes faced. How humbling has this process been for you? What has it been like for you?
It's been extremely humbling. It's really tested me as a person, as a man, as an athlete. You know, I've had a lot of dark days, a lot of good days. I've questioned myself a lot, but, you know, I found a way to, you know, overcome all those bad feelings. So, you know, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm extremely excited to get back on the floor. You know, sooner the better for me, probably for you guys as well. But, you know, I can see the light, so I'm extremely excited about that.
Is there something you've learned that stuck with you? Like, what was the darkest point for you?
I mean, I don't really want to sit and just harp over because I'm past those parts and those moments. So, you know, I've learned from them. I've grown from them. I've grown a lot through this process. My mind has expanded a lot. I'm extremely grateful for this game. All I want to do is get back out there and play the game that I love to play.
What do you think about the guys you went up against today?
Very talented. You know, these young athletic guys. So that's really what I wanted to experience because that's more, you know, close to an NBA game, long athletic guys. And, you know, getting up and down, it's a huge difference from playing, you know, the coaches and, you know, trainers and stuff like that. So just like I said, trying to find the flow of the game, getting my body and my mind used to, you know, playing with high-level competition. So it's just a matter of time.
The Warriors have always shown out. I guess a habit to bringing guys down here just to get them right. What went into that decision? Was it you or was it the coaches that were like a cumulative effort?
I honestly wasn't even aware of that, but it was my idea. You know, I wanted to come down and because before I ever wanted to step foot on the floor, I wanted to get in some type of basketball rhythm. And, you know, that's something me and the trainers kind of butted heads about. It was, you know, they had their idea of, you know, getting ready for a game, and I have mine. So the last thing I wanted to do was, you know, go from doing drill work and 2-on-2 or 3-on-3 straight into an NBA game. And I would be kind of shooting myself in the foot at that time. So, you know, I just wanted to be in the best shape possible, the best rhythm possible before I actually step on the floor for an NBA game.
Do you want to I think that it was brought up if you would want to play in a game here. Or do you think that's a possibility?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, I discussed with, you know, Bob and some of the guys at the top. And, you know, once we come together and figure something out, I mean, pretty sure you guys will know.
Now that you've been with the around Golden State for a couple months now, how do you see yourself fitting in and, you know, seeing what you might be able to do with them?
I think it'll be a lot of fun. I said it early on in the year. This is a team with a lot of, you know, good IQs. And you put a lot of good IQs on the floor. great IQs on the floor, basketball IQs. I think everything else will kind of figure itself out. Of course, it'll be an adjustment. Of course, it'll be, you know, something for the whole team to, you know, learn and adjust to. But I think we'll figure it out pretty quick.
That was DeMarcus Cousins from Santa Cruz this morning after working out with the Santa Cruz Warriors. Some interesting information there. He played three quarters, 6-7 minutes a pop. Said he felt good. His rhythm wasn't there, nor should it be after being out for 10 months or so. That sound is courtesy of Warriors SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/Warriors if you want to hear all the sound with the Golden State Warriors. But he said if his life depended on it, Guru, he could play, which is good news, I guess. And also that it might have been butting heads a little bit with the Warriors training staff about how exactly to get back into shape. But what did you read into what he said, if anything?
That it was a humbling experience. You know, we think these athletes, these pro athletes at the top of their games, Donnie, are like robots. And we don't know what mental anguish they go to when they get hurt. And I've never torn my Achilles. I don't know if you have. But I could just imagine how, not you got to start over, but essentially you do in a sense that it'll never be the same, and you know what it's like to get hurt. And then you have that seed, I'm sure, in DeMarcus's mind, Stoney, will this happen again? And then if it does, what am I at this point? And he didn't even want to talk about those emotions and feelings and dark days that he went through. I could only imagine. So I know he's happy. He sounds like he's ready to come back, Stoney, but I did like, if my life depended on it, I could go out there. But right now it doesn't, big cuz, so get ready. But I think we see him shortly after the first of the year.
Oh, you see,
I just think so, man. And yeah. I think Damian Jones's injury is why.
So you think it'd be even longer had Damian Jones?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah,
really?
See, I think it could have been into January, last week of January, before they bring him back. But now I feel like that injury thing is making the diamond lane of his comeback reality.
It feels like,
and that's a carpool
lane, closer than that. I don't know why.
Does he sound like it?
It feels like he wants to play in about a week or two. What it feels like to me.
And he said button heads, you know, it's the trainers.
But I think,
slow down, big fella.
I think you're kind of right. By the way, get this.
I like that. You're kind of right.
Saturday's G League game. Did you know this? I bet you didn't know this, Guru. Saturday's G League game between Santa Cruz and Erie will be broadcast on TV on NBC Sports Bay Area with Bob Fitzgerald and Jim Barnett. And they'll also do the radio as well on our sister station, 1550 AM, with Kevin Dana and Drew Schiller.
I'm going to take it one step further. I didn't know that it was happening this weekend, but I do know that I think they do it once a year.
This game is in Santa Cruz.
Okay.
I think you're thinking about playing at Oracle. I think they play at Oracle one time.
Right.
But you're saying the game's been on NBC?
No, I was wrong.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about the one at Oracle.
Okay, I just wanted to.
I was feeling good, too.
Well, the funny thing is,
I thought I had it down. Been
exchanging information, and I thought it might be here, too, but it's not.
And what the average fan doesn't know is the G League, they run, you know, this kind of the same offense the big club runs. I like that.
Only not as well.
Exactly.
Tish is in Hercules. What's going on, Tish? How you doing?
Hey, Stoney and Guru.
Hey.
You know what, all the talk about Boogie made me wonder what became of the discussion we used to have about how much you have to pay Pat McCaw for the zero. Pat McCaw done for? So Boogie's going to be wearing zero?
Patrick McCaw.
That's interesting.
I don't know the answer to that, Tish. Thanks for the call.
But if you're not here, they just can't get your number, or can they?
That's a good question.
Like at a job, if you're not there, but you're on leave, they give your desk away.
Maybe Cousins.
I've seen it happen.
Emailed him or sent him a check something.
I mean, how much do you charge?
That's a good point. I mean, does McCaw have dibs over his number right now?
I would think not.
I would think not, too. But I would also think if I were on the Warriors, I don't know if I'd take his number.
What would you do?
Pick another number.
What if he never comes back to use that number?
Yeah, well, you know, at least you respected him while he wasn't
I'll give you that.
You know, he's obviously going through something. So
it's like when somebody gets fired, you don't just go get their dick. You know, you let the body, as Dibley told me, you let the body cool off.
The body's been cool now for about 20-some games, 27 games. I mean, think about that. It's a third of the season.
Dude.
McCaw just.
We'll find out one day.
I wonder. Let's go to Cadillac in the town.
Yeah.
What's up, Cadillac?
Old Caddy.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, hey.
Hey, man, I'm sitting here. Warriors trainers are concerned, he's ready to go. But Booby, being the great player that he is, like he said, he didn't want to go from drills to the NBA court. So that's what this stint is. And you hear in the rumor mills that he actually asked to go down there. And that's probably what the button heads was about, is, you know, hey, you're ready to go. Well, no, I'm not. I got to get in rhythm. So I think he's ready to go. You'll see him here real quickly. I got one more thing, fellas. Golden State Warriors ain't the only ones going for a three-peat, man. McClimas High School in Oakland is going for their three-peat.
Yeah, I'm a Bishop O'Dowd guy.
McClimas,
That's fine. That's fine. This is Oakland, baby.
Give it to me.
Come out, support your team, man. 6 o'clock at Laney on Saturday, man.
Wow.
Who are they playing?
Y'all have a good one.
They're playing
a team from L.A., Garfield. Garfield from L.A.
All right. Well, it's a good thing they're not playing modern day.
I was just
that
about
team
to,
is loaded.
Well, that's my era.
That's
modern
the open
day.
Division.
I know.
That's the open division, man. They're in Division 5A, and this is going to be their third state championship. They're playing for one on Saturday.
All right, well, good luck.
Yeah,
good luck,
Matt,
to the Climans. Always root for the Oakland.
OAL.
Yeah, I watched a little of Modern Day De La Salle over the weekend.
Oh, how'd that go?
Modern Day won. Modern Day's got players.
Was Marcus Johnson's son on that team?
He might have been. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I can't, how am I going to remember the names? I can't even remember the numbers that the Warrior players wear. But
I'm helping you with that.
I will say this. It was like watching a college game on TV. These teams.
Now that was a compliment. You mean
that? Oh my God! Yeah. Oh, these guys. This.
A lot of three pointers.
It was high school football.
Oh yeah, I'm just,
football.
Yeah, come on, help me.
We're football.
Yeah, it's coming.
So it looked like a college game. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Napoleon Kaufman. We need to get people to let us know
obviously,
how that went.
Obviously, they're not playing in the state championship.
No, I saw they might have got bumped off.
All right. Here's something that I read. You see, the Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame's got a new player.
I missed it.
Harold Baines.
From the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, and Oakland A's.
Left-hander. Dude, he had a beard before beards were in.
The veteran committee has voted him in.
Okay, how does this work?
Got to be kidding me.
Well,
Harold Baines?
How did
that
happen,
here,
though?
It's the Veterans Committee. Tony La Russa's on it. It's, you know, guys who fall through the cracks, they give them a parting gift. Here, we'll let you into the Hall of Fame, even though you only were a .289 hitter with 2,866 hits, and you played DH most of the time. You didn't really play the field.
Anything that's happening right now. Wow.
It's just.
Who else has went in this way?
That's a good question. They do it once a year. And, you know, in addition to the media that votes, there's a veterans committee that then plucks a couple guys.
Well, you don't know how I want to process.
Harold Baines. Harold Baines.
Wow. NFL should adopt this and get Tom Flores in there. By the way.
Baines does not belong to baseball.
Wow. Harold, I love you, man, but damn. He wrote a check, huh?
I don't know what he did.
Yeah, he did something.
Tony La Russa, who was on the committee, Tony La Russa said of all the players over the years, Harold was number one.
Tony's got a little weight then.
He was a certified star at AA. Great player, slow the game down. He did that. In Oakland, we were looking for a clutch hitter, and that's what we got.
I'm stunned, and I love Harold Baines.
I remember
Baines.
1992.
Hall of Famer.
How can Harold Baines be in the Hall of Fame?
And something ain't right.
It's got to be for players who.
Tell me.
Evoke fear in a pitcher, or you'd like to think. I mean, he wasn't bad. I mean, look,
he was
Harold Baines.
Good, yeah,
he was a good player,
yep.
Very good player.
Yep.
Hall of Fame? I don't know, Guru.
Harold Baines wasn't better than Jeff Kent. How about that? And Jeff Kent's not in the Hall of Fame. That I know.
I would.
I can get 10 others to that list.
I would agree. Okay. Jeff Kent belongs in the Hall of Fame. Right. Tough comparison with Baines, just because Baines is an outfielder.
He's the only one, huh?
I think there was somebody else. I just can't. I don't know the name. It's just not in front of me. But anyway, the Warriors, they play the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. Tip-off's at 7:30, and we are going to have Warriors live in 10 minutes. And we got a packed show for you there. We're going to be, hopefully, knock wood, Guru, hopefully we're going to be giving away.
Listen, the town's on fire. Everybody's talking about
$1,400 at 6:20. We're going to play the Warriors Trivia Takedown. A lucky caller will have a chance to win $1,400 if they answer three questions correctly.
It's got
to
be a knowledgeable. Lucky hasn't gotten us anywhere.
I know.
It's got to be a knowledgeable caller. Don't call if you don't think you know.
By the way, so we're sitting in for Damon Bruce today, and apparently Damon's got a streak going.
Okay.
That when he doesn't work, is Gianna there?
I'm right here.
Okay, good. She probably has more up
there.
Yeah. So apparently Damon has a streak that when he doesn't work, news breaks. Is that correct?
Almost every single time. Like, seriously, 9 times out of 10 when he's out of town, there's some big breaking news. Hands down. So something else will probably happen this week.
Well, he's saying the streak is alive because Reggie McKenzie got fired today.
Yes.
So, okay. All right. All right. The streak lives on. But he's going to need the Giants to sign Bryce Harper tomorrow.
Mad Bum gets traded.
Mad Bum gets traded.
That's not going to happen.
What else? Well, I don't even want to. There could be news with the Warriors. Maybe Cousins is going to play Wednesday or Friday.
That would be kind of breaking news.
Yeah, so...
It'll happen.
Or somebody wins the $1,400, Gianna.
Would that count?
Well, that's a pretty big deal, $1,400. So, yeah, let's just put it that it would count as well.
Okay, I think it would count.
Why not? That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. It's the kind of money that makes you listen and stay by the phone and try to win a contest. Guru, you ever won a radio contest?
Yes, I am here with you.
No, I mean, oh, that's true. That is true.
That's true.
There's a dumb question.
Oh, by the way.
You think I know a little bit about my partner. I apologize. All right. Well, Gianna, that's going to do it for Daryl and myself. It was great talking to you. And I'm sure we'll see you tomorrow. We're going to talk to you more tomorrow,
Gianna, in person.
Yep. All right. That's going to do it. Coming up next is Warriors Live. The Golden State Warriors take on the Minnesota Timberwolves, and we'll get you all ready for it right after this.